Ben Gross and Jeremy Burke here for WZQZ, reporting from Rome at Chris Hunter Stadium, where the Darlington Tigers captured the Region 7A championship tonight, just dominating the Bulldogs 44-13. And Burke, this one got off to a terrible start. Darlington won the toss and deferred to start the game. The very first play of the game, they do kind of a combination squib kick, onside kick. They recover it, run a double reverse pass. And 12 seconds into the game, Trine was down 7-0, Burke, and that kind of just threw the Dogs off, and they never recovered. It was all Darlington tonight.
Yeah, you know, Trine responded early in that first quarter, you know, only able to kick two field goals deep in Darlington territory in the red zone. Like you said earlier in the game, they only trailed by 11 at the half, but two turnovers in that third quarter just deemed too much, as Darlington always does a good job of making you pay for mistakes, and that's exactly what they did, and turned it into points, and it just went downhill fast from there.
Yeah, that third quarter was disastrous for Trine, as Darlington came out in their first possession. They scored on a 65-yard touchdown run by Demarion Floyd, the junior running back for Darlington. He did a lot of damage for the Tigers tonight. He had three touchdowns, a 65-yard run, an 8-yard run, and a 39-yard run. And Burke, you take three touchdowns by Darlington there in the third quarter, two turnovers by Trine in that same quarter. It was a fairly close game, but that third quarter just blew it wide open for Darlington.
Yeah, and you know, there was no stopping them. They just, like I say, they started pounding it in between the tackles there in that third quarter, and Trine just didn't seem to have an answer. And the offense just never really got in sync.
Burke, in the first half, Trine went inside Darlington's red zone twice early in the game, came away with field goals. Andy Ramirez, the place kicker for Trine, had a 31-yard field goal and a 30-yarder. And, Burke, thankful you got a kicker like that can do that. But if you get inside Darlington's red zone, you've got to make them pay and score touchdowns. And Trine could not do that, and it just kind of set the tone early.
Yeah, you know, Darlington, like you say, when they got in the red zone, they scored early, and we didn't. And you know, you could just feel the pressure on the passing game, and Darlington really turned up the heat defensively and was able to get some pressure on Cade, and just couldn't ever find our way.
Well, Burke, Trine's going to finish the regular season this year 8-2, 5-1 in region play. They're going to capture the second seed out of Region 7A, and we will welcome the Commerce Tigers to Sam R. McCain Stadium next week. The Bulldogs will start the first round of the playoffs at home. Burke, Commerce is 6-4 overall in the season, 1-2 in the region, but don't let that 1-2 record in the region fool you. They lost last week to Raven County, one of the top-ranked teams. They were ranked third in the state. And Commerce only lost 27-22, and that was on the road at Raven County. Commerce is a heck of a team. Trine is going to have their hands full next week at Sam R. McCain Stadium.
Oh, yeah. You know, Commerce, we know them oh so well, as we play them in about every sport. It always seems that coming down to us and Commerce, and they're a foe that we know all too well, and we know what kind of football team they'll have, and they'll have their hands full next week.
All right, a rough night for the Bulldogs as we fall in the region championship game tonight at Chris Hunter Stadium in Rome. Your final score, Darlington 44, Trine 13. For Jeremy Burke and Jim Warnick, this is Ben Gross reporting for WZQZ Local Sports.